Fox Games, a Cartesian theater production, written, edited, and produced by me, Caitlin Seary, with Deborah Desmone as Leonie, Zeke Alton as Archibald, Andrea Matsuki as the waiter, and me, Caitlin Seary, as the paramedic. Music was provided by GarageBand Loops. Sound effects were provided by freesound.org and freesfx.co.uk. Inspired by the photograph and installation Fox Games by Sandy Skokland.
They're back again, the foxes. Every Saturday, my husband and I would go to the Uwe Acerba, treat ourselves to a little chicken piccata. And every Saturday, the foxes would be there, pouncing on the tables, gnawing on the legs, tongues slobbering as they slurped up some abandoned meatball from the early dinner rush.
Have you decided, signore?
Do you even need to ask?
There's this strange sort of divide between them and us, though. Archibald doesn't seem to pay them any mind. Yes, there are some people who would say, oh, that's just like him. But I doubt that his head's so far up in the clouds that he wouldn't see wild animals in a small Italian restaurant.
The bracciola. The old standby.
And if the waiter does see them, then he's doing an incredible job not letting on. Almost want to give him a good pat on the back for ignoring an entire restaurant of bright red foxes. Not red like you'd see in nature. Oh no. Their eyes, noses, claws, paws and fur. They're all that bright cadmium red. The colour you get when you squeeze out a blob of acrylic paint. So bright it almost hurts to look at them.
And what will be having tonight?
They like to slip under the tables or climb over them. They're the closest things to cliffs in this restaurant. They've never been on our table, but they've come close. One time, I swear, I felt one darting past my leg.
Signora?
Oh.
Nonni.
Signora, is everything all right?
Oh, I'm fine. I must have been daydreaming again.
Nonni.
I'll just take the chicken piccata then. Same as usual.
Molto bene. I'll let the chef know.
There's a barrier between the foxes and us, but it won't hold forever.
I must say, the espresso was better than usual. Not quite so bitter this time. The new busboy must have found a better washing up liquid.
I suppose.
Yes. Leonie? Are you all right, love?
Never better, Archie.
The whole time we were eating, you looked like you were somewhere else.
Really?
You're my wife, Leonie. Whatever it is, you can tell me. I'm your husband, after all. See, now there's that smile.
Oh, you silly little man.
Now, in all seriousness, will you, my wife, tell me your husband? What was going on back there?
I'm not sure I can.
How do you mean?
I suppose I should put it like this. What do you do when you think you're going mad?
Why, you go to a professional to get your head examined. For a minute there, Nonni, I thought you were going to ask me a hard one.
I'm not going to see a shrink, Archibald.
Why not?
I don't want to be lumped in with all those other mad people.
Can't help that, love. We're all mad here.
Did you really just bring Alice in Wonderland into this conversation?
You have to admit, you walked right into that one.
Let's just finish the walk home. In silence. I rather like silence nowadays.
Yes. There is some sort of poetical quality to the night tonight. Hey, Nonni.
I don't think I ever realized how grey the Uwe Acerba was until the foxes came in. The walls, tables, glasses, silverware, windows, even the bread. God help me, the bread was the exact same grey as everything else in the room. It wasn't even mouldy, it was grey, as if that was the colour bread was meant to be. The only things that weren't were our skins, bleached as they were. Our hair, thanks to a strict regimen of dyeing and highlighting, and the foxes. There's one fox, though, that's completely grey. I can barely see her weaving past the legs of the chairs. While all the red ones are gambling and geckering, this one is all alone. I pity her sometimes. Now that I think on it, I'm pretty sure she was the one that brushed against my leg that night. Oh!
Nonni! Occo cane. Signora, are you all right?
Archie, look out! They're everywhere!
What?
The foxes! Those bright red foxes, how could you miss them? One of them just went under the table.
Signora, there isn't a single fox in this ristorante. Do you need me to call a doctor?
I need you to call animal control. It's a miracle they didn't go straight for our legs.
Nonny, how bad did you hit your head? How many fingers am I holding up?
I saw them well before I hit my head. I saw them as soon as I came back from the loo. And three fingers, Archie. Also, my name is Leonie Hart, and I've just spilled olive oil on your new tie.
Oh, thank goodness.
I don't see any blood, and the swelling doesn't seem too bad. Do you want me to call 999 just in case?
She seems fine. It might just be hunger. I've read about that somewhere. Hallucinations induced by hunger. I think we should have the coffee.
Archibald, bless his heart, didn't ask too many questions. We went by car that night instead of walking, so he didn't have to worry about me stumbling around in the cold.
Corners of my eyes when I was young as 15. Always thought they were ghosts, but I never could find them. Now, the main issue is not to think too much about this, or you really will drive yourself round the bend. Med school syndrome, I've heard it's called. Start looking up symptoms and you'll be sick with everything in the books.
But I've never been to medical school.
Then I suppose we need a better name for it then, like the hypochondriac's disease or watching too many hospital dramas syndrome.
I don't watch any hospital
dramas. But it was obvious that those foxes were very firmly rooted to the Uva Acerba. I haven't seen them anywhere else. I knew for a fact that I wasn't going mental. I did call Salvatore and convince him to check for a gas leak or something. I told him I thought I smelled something. I didn't bother with the foxes. It was an isolated problem within isolated circumstances, and I wasn't going to drag in more people than necessary. Where are we going, Archie?
Somewhere different.
Different? What's wrong with the Uva Acerba?
I'm not quite sure myself, Nonny. I was hoping you'd tell me. Anyhow, I find out about this brilliant place. Bright, vibrant. Loads of young couples with bright, flashy jewelry and watches, laughing about how few troubles they have.
Sounds expensive.
You bet your boots. Just the thing to shock us back into, well, whatever it is we haven't been having in the last few weeks.
Sex?
Oh, Nonny.
Well, here we are.
Bright cadmium red. The colour you get when you squeeze out a blob of acrylic paint. So red it almost hurts to look. There's a raised platform on the rightmost side of the restaurant, furthest away from the door, but it serves no purpose than to put the diners on display. The ceiling on that side hits the floor and rises back up in a jagged plateau. The lights on the ceilings force the shadows against the wall, naked for all to see. A red chandelier hangs a few centimetres away from the sloping wall. It seems almost smug.
Go in, love.
The chairs are red. The dishes are red. The people are red.
Nice.
The bread is red.
Have prime rib
Everything
here.
Is red.
Anything
Everything
like
but... Oh, God. What are they
Nonny.
Doing here?
Nonny?
What are they doing here? Why are they so grey? Since when were they grey?
No, no.
Thank goodness for small
chair.
Mercies, yes, because if they were red, I wouldn't be able to see them, but... The one fox that's actually red. The one fox that followed me all the way from the Uva Acerba, gobbling up a squirrel whose blood's the same colour as its fur. I could barely notice it with all the other red in this godforsaken place. Just like the grey one. Oh my God, it's not an outcast, it's camouflaged! The fox is right there, and there's nothing between me and her. The fox is hungry, and there's nothing between me and her. The fox is invisible, and there's nothing between me and her. Ah!
the patient, sir.
You just missed her. She took off with the car.
Oh, you two! What are you doing in here? Oh. Why won't you just leave me alone? Why won't you answer me? Why won't you answer me? What kind of answer is that? I have a good mind to report the two of you to animal control. Except nobody else has seen you, so I doubt that would do any sort of good. It's all on me now. I have to be the one to stop you. My father used to take me out hunting. A bit of a survivalist, that. He wanted to know that if the apocalypse happened, then I could shoot a deer for supper without a misfire. Haven't picked up one since my 30s, but I somehow had the sense to keep them all clean. Oh, missed! Hiding under the table, eh? Bad luck for you. You're too red to blend in. Now, where's that grey one? The stairs. Oh! Oh! Grey fox from the red restaurant, and the red fox from the grey restaurant. Both dead. Now to take care of the rest of them.
Benvenuta ancora. Welcome back to... Porca puttana!
Get out.
Signora, is that a shotgun?
Get out! Not another inch, or I'll blow your heads off. What? No noises, or chases, or fighting? And so they parted before me like the Red Sea. Ha ha! Funny that. A literal Red Sea. I wonder. Well, what's the harm? If it's all in my head, then they can't really bite, right? It won't let me touch her. The barrier is still there.
Signora, please, let me call an ambulance.
I said get out! Ah! Stop that! They're mine. I killed their leaders, and so I claim them. No, no. They were mine this whole time. You there. Am I right in assuming that you'll follow me? And you will do whatever I say. Then let us go to the hunt.
Listen to me! Please! Come back to me, Leone!
The barrier between the foxes and us has been destroyed, and it will never be erected again.
You have just listened to Fox Games, a Cartesian theater production. Thank you.